You're listening to SBS News.
Health Minister Greg Hunt says Australia is making good progress in its efforts to contain the spread of COVID-19. For more than a month now, the growth rate in new cases has been less than 0.5%, and return travellers in hotel quarantine are making up a sizeable portion of those new cases. Mr. Hunt says it's an encouraging trend because the positive growth rate is staying low while testing rates have increased considerably.
177,000 tests in the last week, over 25,000 a day on average, a more than doubling of the previous average. And that's an extremely important part of our defence. So our testing is going up, the cases we're finding is going down. We're now at 0.6% positivity over all of the tests we've conducted, one of the lowest rates in the world. So we have one of the broadest testing regimes in the world, and as the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine has said, one of the most accurate testing regimes in the world.
Mr. Hunt provided an overview of Australia's performance while announcing $20 million of further funding for mental health, with more than half of that money being put towards suicide prevention.
$10.3 million for suicide prevention and $6.75 million for better tailored precision medicines for mental health. On top of that, there's $3 million looking very specifically at the mental health impacts of COVID-19, both generalised research but specific programs to help individuals through our leading academic institutions, and that program will open on June the 1st.
A judge has ruled the New South Wales Rural Fire Service is not permitted to pay any of the $51 million donated during Celeste Barber's bushfire appeal to other charities or rural fire services. But the money can be spent to support rural firefighters injured while battling blazes or the families of firefighters who have died. It can also be used to provide physical and mental health support and on courses to improve skills related to volunteer-based fire and emergency service activities. The comedian launched the appeal in January after members of her family were affected by a fire on the New South Wales south coast. It specified that the money was intended for the trustee for the New South Wales Rural Fire Service and Brigades Donation Fund. After setting out his reasons, Justice Michael Slattery acknowledged that some donors would be disappointed with the ruling.
The court would say in conclusion that some donors may have intended or hoped that the money they donated would be used for purposes beyond those which the court has now advised are permissible. Despite the trustee's wish to honour those intentions or hopes, the law provides principles that ensure a degree of certainty in the application of trust funds, including charitable trust funds, and the court has applied these principles in giving its advice in these reasons.
Western Australia's Treasurer Ben Wyatt says he's not troubled by a High Court challenge to the state's border closure. Clive Palmer has filed a challenge to the closure, arguing it's unconstitutional, restricts trade, and results in inconsistencies between state and Commonwealth law. But Mr. Wyatt says he's not overly concerned.
At some point I was expecting there'd be some form of court activity around this because it is unusual. I guess there was a certain inevitability. It was going to be Mr. Palmer who was going to head to court, and so be it. I think the advice that the government's been given has been fairly strong.
Victoria has announced another coronavirus stimulus measure. Planning Minister Richard Wynne has fast-tracked approvals for $1.2 billion worth of construction in Melbourne's Central Business District and Docklands. It will see the construction of 5 office and apartment towers. Mr. Wynne approved the projects after they were put forward by a newly established task force that was looking for projects that can start as soon as possible.
They take the first look at it and say, OK, what is the substance of this proposal? Is it a proposal that is shovel-ready, that is market-ready, and in fact has got financing? So all of these projects fit that criteria.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.